Yeah, this is Parsha. It says Pinchas killed Zimri ben Salum, and he was rewarded with an amazing schar, Brisi Shalom. He became a kohen and other things. I'm not going to get into it now. And the reason he got this schar is Tachas Asher Kinei Leilekov, because he was mekameh, he was zealous, he took Amid to stick up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he went and was Moser Nefesh to stick up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk gives a testimony on him. He did it. Why? Asher Kinei Leilekov. He didn't do it for his own reasons. He didn't do it because he was going to get famous for it. He did it L'Shem Shamayim. And because of that, he was zealous to many wonderful things. What was bothering me once I had this kasha is that the end of last week's parsha, where the actual story of Pinchas takes place, the pasuk starts by saying Vayar Pinchas Vayikach Roimach Miyodo. Pinchas saw and he got up from the Eidah and he took a spear and he went and did what he had to do, which is a wonderful thing. Rashi says, what's the lashon Vayar? It seems to be that he had a perception here that other people didn't have. Everybody saw. Like, what did he see more than anybody else? Says Rashi, Ra'a Maisa V'Nizkar Halacha. He saw what happened, and that reminded him of a halacha that he had learned. Omar Lamoishis, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikublani Mimcha, you once taught me, Haboil Aram is Kanoim Pagan Boy. Somebody who does such an act, go right ahead and kill him. If you're a Kanoi, kill him. So Moshe says, oh yeah, be my guest. Go right ahead, take the honor. And he goes and grabs the spirit and wipes him out. But it would seem then that what Pinchas did here, it would seem, was only really a better memory. I mean, he had a superior memory to everybody else. Everybody else remembered this halacha. But I'm assuming that everyone knew the halacha too, not just my. Probably even if the Kublani Mimcha, probably everybody else heard the same halacha. So Pinchas remembered this halacha because he saw. So he remembered. He has a better memory. So if you remember, he went and did what he did, and no one else remembered. So then, why is this called Kinei Leilekov? He just happened to have a better memory. I mean, is that why he got this char, because of his superior memory? Is that called Kinei Leilekov? So what I was thinking of, suggesting an answer to this kasha. What?
Moshe remembered too.
Well, yeah. Well, the fact that Moshe, yeah. But Moshe for sure in Moirin Ken, I guess he considered. You don't actually follow that halacha unless you on your own go and do it. I don't know. You have to know why Moshe didn't do it. But other people, I'm assuming, would also probably would have known the same halacha and they just didn't remember. So, I'm suggesting that it seems to be that maybe the schar he got is because he remembered and no one else did. In other words, sometimes somebody's memory can be jarred, whereas somebody else might see the exact same thing and know the same information, and yet it won't even occur to them. There's a famous thing that the Rebbe Rav was once asked: if a person, there are people, as we people in the yeshiva are aware of it, the briskers have a tendency to be very kanoes. They have a tendency to very go against and make protests against a lot of things, and generally, tough protests don't bring about that much. Nothing that much really happens to it from because of that. So you, so to speak, you're wasting your time. So somebody asked the Brisker Rav, like, what are you going through? What's the process for? Nothing happens anyway. So the Brisker Rav answered him in a very concise way, and he said, "As tutmen, as tutvei shreitmen. When something hurts, you yell. When something hurts, you yell. When somebody gets his footstep down, the guy goes, oh, he starts yelling. Now I guarantee you, the fact that he yelled does not make him feel better. The pain that he had is the same pain. It doesn't go away faster because he yelled. So what's he yelling about? Because when something hurts, when something really, really bothers you, when deep in your heart you feel the pain, you yell. That's nature. It seems to be that Pinchas was really bothered more than everybody else. It seems to be that the Chilul Hashem, the Noyerdik of that terrible thing that was going on, bothered him more than everybody else. So him, I know what you're supposed to do when it's like that. You yell, and he went and did what he had to do. With everybody else, okay, you know, it's a real shame.
It's a real shame.
Right? But what are you going to do? You know, that's life. I think it's our reactions to things very often will depend on how dear to it is to our heart, what place does it take in our heart. That'll so to speak, gauge our reaction. I remember when this person asked me that question about the aerobics thing, about 5 years ago, we were still back in Bukhara then, and somebody asked me this question, can his wife do aerobics during night? So I was in the middle of working and giving a speech. A friend of somebody I knew from the hospital, it was a lady that I knew, and she had a lot of emuna, and her son had been born with a major heart problem, and there were all kinds of operations, and I knew her from the children's intensive care unit. So at this point, this child had just passed away, and this guy comes up to me and says, is it okay for my wife to do aerobics? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, something tells me that this lady that I know is not going to be doing aerobics. Not. Because I think she really feels the pain. She's right now in a period of mourning. Her beloved child just died. And So I didn't say anything to this guy. I told him, look, it's the halacha. I don't know, it could be smutzer. I don't really know. And that was about it. I didn't learn the sugya as well as I learned it now, so I don't know what I answered. But I was just thought to myself, you know, if this person was really in pain about Churban Beis HaMikdash, if it was real, it was tangible, I don't think we'd ask such a question. They say Rav Shach said, and once heard that, somebody once asked Rav Shach, is it okay? There are certain heterim said regarding showering during the 9 days. And this is kind of our heterim. I'm not saying there aren't heterim. There are different levels how strict people will be regarding showering. And Rav Shach said, it's funny that no one ever seems to ask that question when they're mourning a loved one. When their own personal child or father or whatever it may be, and they're really crying, they don't look for a terim when it comes to Avela. So why it's interesting that by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we all kind of are not really, you know, not that interested about it. What did Gemara say? Okay, yeah, enechanami. So, and somebody yesterday this morning said something similar about people, you know, borrowing clothing from each other. So somebody says, you know, people switch clothing. So somebody sort of, so apparently this morning somebody said to me, Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently said that it's funny when the people are standing there, Rahman al-Islam with the Mishter and about their Kriya, doesn't seem to feel, you know, he's craving my clothing, you know, so I don't have to tear Kriya. I don't know, when the pain is real, when a person really feels it, it's just Elama, so theoretically this could be bad in the Shmuz, and the point I'm saying is somebody who feels the Churban Beis HaMikdash probably will not, so even though strictly, halachically, you know, might be one thing, but I think we as Bnei Torah should try to feel the Churban more, and I think it's a very important thing, and I think that kind of classifies the difference between Pinchas and everybody else. That theoretically would be that of the Drasha. However, I was thinking, I remember years ago when my grandmother would talk about her husband, who was actually my grandfather, the Kindle Girl, named after. I remember she would always get emotional. She'd always, 20 years later, she had tears in her eyes whenever she talked. And I saw sometimes she'd be irritated, like that I didn't feel that way. And the truth is, what can I tell you? I never met the man. I'm not named after him. I've never met him. So, you know, he was a wonderful person. But I don't feel the pain. Because I didn't know it, right? And Joel just pointed out. And he said in the Chazal, there's a difference in Avelis Yishana and Avelis Kroiva. Avelis, a personal Avelis, is always more humble than Avelis Yishana, meaning the Avelis of Beit HaMikdash. And so the Chora, and the Hanami, what can you do? That's the way it is. We don't feel the Beit HaMikdash, and, you know, that's life. So I would like, if it's okay with you gentlemen, I would like to, just before we finish, to read a parak from Mesillas Yesharim. Now Mesillas Yesharim is not known as a Chassidish Sefer, written by the Ramchal, who is Mekubal. Mesillas Yesharim itself is not known as a Sefer Kabbalah. I think it is, I don't think we understand that, but there's a lot of depth to the Sefer. And I would like to read a quote-unquote, a classic Sefer that everybody learns, every yeshiva has piles of them in the collecting dust in the vimas and things. So I would like to learn with your keta from the Sosha. I'm not saying anything, I'll just let the Ramchal speak for us. Vadai, Shemisha Miskavi, the chapter is referring to righteousness, chassidus, how a person reaches the aspect of chassidus, of righteousness. Vadai Shemisha Miskavi Babadosai, it's clear that anyone who would have kavana when he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, letar nafshe lefnei boirei, he wants to purify himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Leman tizke l'shevet espanav, because he wants to sit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal ha'yishorim v'chassidim, in front of together with the people that are zoiche, lachzis b'nei Hashem l'vakeh be'yicholoi. He wants to sit in front of Hashem and get the reward that everybody gets. Kabbalah gemula shabay lam haba. Person wants to get the lam haba. So he's doing no mitzvahs with all the chumras because he wants to come get zoiche to everything. Lo'nu chaloi mashik yekavon azura. Now you can't say that he's bad. A guy who serves Hashem because he wants to sachar, you can't say he's bad. However, you cannot say that it's not deficient. There is definitely deficiencies to his learning. As long as a person is still thinking about himself, ultimately he's still thinking about himself, and what he's doing is because of himself, not for a higher reason, a higher purpose. The true intention a person should do, he will find by the righteous, those asher torku vishtadu l'chigit, the chassidim, the righteous people really, really worked at and tried to attain, who shir adam oivid rak l'man asher kvodesh l'adam baruch hu yigdol v'yirbe, in order to increase the glory, the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that is the sole reason why he's keeping his mitzvah. V'zeh ya'achar she'iz gaber ba'avay lov, after he's built a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he feels the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yeh choymeh u'mis'aveh, and he has a strong desire, El Hagdola Kvoidoi Umitstayer Al Kochi Maitmenu. And anything lost, he feels a true pain. Any minimizing, any loss, any deficiency in Kvoidoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he feels a true pain and it really bothers him. Because when he does his mitzvah, he's doing it for the sake of Kvoid Shemayim. Shall focus Mitzito Ye Kvoidoi Yisborach Mitzgadal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as far as he's concerned, will be able to increase the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as he physically can. And he continues in saying that therefore he bothers him when anyone else is not doing so, because it comes out that ultimately there's a loss of Kavod Shamayim. There's something lacking from the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and all that he really cares about is Kavod Shamayim. I'm sorry, the next paragraph. There's a medrash called Tonot Ve'Elio, which a medrashim that Eliyahu Hanavi himself said, Amru kol chacham Yisrael, sheyesh bo dvar Torah lamitoy, anyone who has Torah correctly, umisaneach al kavod shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is pained on the lack of glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, al kavod shel Yisrael kol yomav, and the lack of honor of Am Yisrael in the world, umisaveh, and he desires, umeitzer, and he is pained al kavod Yerushalayim, the fact that Yerushalayim is destroyed, v'al kavod beis hamikdash, v'al Yeshua shetitzmach b'korav, and the Yeshua which hope will come soon, ulchinus gal yoyz, zorecha ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person is zorecha to ruach HaKadosh. Explains the Ramchal, names of Lamed, we see from here, shezoyz yakavana amu'ula, this is the highest level of serving Hashem. Shiruchoyke legamre mikolanos atzmoy, has nothing to do with one's own personal gain or satisfaction. Ve'ena ele l'chvoyde shalmokoyim, is only for the sake of the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, ulekidu shmo yizbarach, and to bring him up in the world. Ha'miskadosh b'biyayos v'shosh oysim ritzoyne, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskadosh through our actions. V'ine achosid, a person who tries to become a righteous person, milvad o avoyda shu oyved b'maisei b'mitzvoysov, ala kavon azoyz, besides the fact that every mitzvah he does with this intention to be ma'abek v'et shumayim, he nevadai tzorach shi'istar tomid, he will always constantly be in pain, tzar mamish, a true and tangible pain, ala golos, somebody who's really worried about Kavod Shamayim, what's on his mind is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Yirachem is not being correctly revealed in the world, and he's in pain over the fact that there's a lacking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory, and he has a taiva for the Geula, because he wants the Beis HaMikdash, because only then will there be a true building of the base of the true glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we have the building of the Beis HaMikdash, then we'll really feel it. And that's what the Tanit Ve'Elio meant when it says that people that have Torah and their mates are on Churban Yerushalayim, they're the ones that really are deserving of the ultimate tzar. Because when everything they're doing is only the Chavod Shamayim, those are the people that really feel Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out, according to Ramchal's teaching, guys, that it's not something that happened 2,000 years ago. It's right now. It's here and now. I mean, when a judge gets up and says, Torah is second to us, the secular law, we're where it's at. If a Jew is feeling what Ramchal is talking about, he bursts out and yells. He says, "What's going on over here? Hashem Yirachem, Achil Hashem." If a Jew who tries to defend himself throughout the world will be, they'll automatically say, "You have no right to do that. You have no right to do that." There's a kvod shel Yisrael. I'm just supposed to cry. We have to yell on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kvod is low. Now that's something we can do. Maybe we can't understand actually Beis HaMikdash what it was, but we can understand, we can possibly work, we are able to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are able to feel the pain to build with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A friend of mine, who, I'm going to have to stop, no way, sir. What time is my mincha? 1:20. So a friend of mine once told me about himself, this is very extreme, this is what he told me. He said to me that once, he considered himself, he was a pretty tough guy, a pretty cool guy, you know, and he's been from for many years, but he never really cried during davening. Never through tefillah was he ever misoider. Did he ever, you know, get emotional over tefillah? Yeah, okay, yeah, you know, good. So he gets considered that when he went to Leviath, he never really cried for other people. You know, I never really meant that much to him. So he's like a cold, you know, then he really a car, but not a car, you know. He's not emotional, he's just a tough guy, you know. You have people like that, they don't cry too often. So but then he told me that a relative of his got sick. He was very sick. And that mincha, after he found out about it, he davened Shemone Esrei. And when he got to Rafaenu, he said this person's name in the tefillah. And the guy broke out in tears. Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Oh yeah, nothing bothers me, broke out in tears. He couldn't continue davening. So then he ended up coming to himself, you know, and he got over it, and then he continues davening. So then he gets to Rilu Shalai Mircha. But then he was already dry. Right, then he didn't have any tears on his eyes anymore, so he already cried it out. You know, so now he gets to, oh yeah, Mishalai, miracle, barach, mitoshu. At that point he cursed me, wait a minute. So when something really hurt me, I was able to cry. So then I'm full of baloney. It's not true. If I really gave two hoots about Kavod Shamayim, I'd be crying with Mishalai not less, and probably even more, than a Kavod Shamayim. The problem is that we've got a lacking of our... I think that maybe with this concept, we should reassess the din of doing aerobic and listening to classical music during the 9 days. Again, I'm not coming to say psak, I'm just saying, I think, in the concept, I think it's something we should mechazik. And may we all be zoicha, kolamis abel at Mishalayim, those that really feel the lack of glory of HaKadosh Baruch in the world, and is misabel al churban Mishalayim, realizing that we have a problem with gilui kavod shamayim in the world, the real purpose of the Bria is a serious deficiency, kolamis abel at Mishalayim, zoicha, v'rayim v'dinyana, v'shizek, v'meir v'meir, v'shizek, v'meir 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 v'